Well, moving on, our leading human rights organization says Bahraini prisoners suffering cancer, multiple sclerosis, and sickle cell anemia do not have access to medical care. Amnesty International is accusing Bahraini authorities of negligence. The report says family members of 11 Bahraini prisoners describe treatment ranging from, quote, petty harassment to needless cruelty. Amnesty stressed that their accounts showed health care in Bahrain's prison system was marred by regular instances of negligence, delay, and arbitrary exercise of authority. The advocacy group added that although medical treatment is provided, it's far from adequate. Director of Veritas Center for Strategic Studies, Mr. Riaz Karim, joins us from London. Mr. Karim, walk us through the recent report by Amnesty International with regards to the human rights violations against patients in Bahrain.
Well, before I walk you through that, subsequently something else is very interesting has happened that ties into this very subject, and that is Bahrain has actually bagged the top UN Health Award. You know, this is I don't know what you can call it. You can call it hypocrisy, you can call it anything you really want. But the fact is that the prisoners in Bahrain are being mistreated this way. And at the same time, the UN has the audacity to actually give them a health award completely puzzles me. It's very perplexing to come up to something that is like that. These people, as we all know, of course, they're all Shias, and most of them are Bahraini prisoners of high profile. You know, if we take an example of one appalling case where you know, one of the prisoners had a third stage cancer, and he was brought back into the prison right after the day after his biopsy, and it took a month for his medication. So basically what they're doing is they're just playing with people's emotions. They will give them the medicine, but they will take their sweet time, you know, petty cruelty. They will tell them you're here because of such and such reason, and you are against the government. So now, you know, the government is going to do whatever it takes, but it's going to do it in its own time. And this is completely inhumane and wrong. These people have you know, diseases like multiple sclerosis and sickle cell anemia. This is nothing to joke about. These are serious diseases that need immediate care. And you know, the fact that they're not getting that care proves that the Bahraini government is not serious. You know, they are going against human rights, and I think Amnesty International is correct to point that out. And at the same time, then the Bahraini government gets a UN award for healthcare. Now try to figure out what kind of crazy is this.
Thank you, Mr. Karim Riaz Karim, Director of Veritas Center for Strategic Studies, joining us from the British capital, London.